Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And a great good morning to you in the clubhouse on this marvelous March 7th. It's going to be a challenge playing golf this weekend here in Hawaii because we've got some strong winds blowing to 35 miles per hour, 15 to 25 steady. It's going to be a partly sunny day today, but those winds also keeping it cool because they're out of the northeast and it's not going to get above 79 degrees today. And that's pretty much for the entire state. We're going to be discovering the wisdom for a young golfer. We're going to find out what We Are Golf driving on Capitol Hill on April 15th is all about. And, of course, a man who plans a trip to the lovely Emerald Isle of Ireland. He'll tell us how to do it, and we'll be back right after this. We need to thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Creative Plumbing. Whether a high-rise, a shopping center, or store, townhouse, customer, single-family home, call Creative Plumbing. Your plumbing has got to be done right. Call Creative Plumbing, 841-2837. Point Bouvet Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years. An outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. The Point Bouvet Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem. Also, Star Protection. For property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California. Acura of Honolulu, where military appreciation never ends. Ask TJ about the military appreciation pricing and discount at 777 Alamoana Boulevard. It's a great day to test drive an Acura of Honolulu. And Alert Alarm of Hawaii, providing closed-circuit television surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across Hawaii. Systems that can be monitored anywhere in the world on your laptop or smartphone. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina video surveillance company.
And I'd like to remind you that Acura of Honolulu's absolutely huge moving sale starts this weekend. They're heading down the road. They need to lighten their load. 50 cars have to be sold, delivered in the next 7 days. Get the best values ever on new and pre-owned inventory in stock right now, including amazing special lease officers. That is lease officer officers. Offers. Good morning to you. How about 209 on the city size luxury of the ILS, or just 299 on the thrilling new TLX? Very comfortable ride, great turning radius. 309 on the spacious and comfortable RDX, or choose from rates as low as 0.9% on select models. Now, we're going to go to Capitol Hill. We're marching, or I should say, driving on Capitol Hill on April 15th. It's all about We Are Golf. And to talk more about that, Mike Hughes, the CEO of the National Golf Course Owners Association, is for this year the We Are Golf Board Chairman 2015. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Thank you. Happy to be on with you.
Excellent. I'm curious, what is the We Are Golf Coalition?
It's a coalition of the leading golf organizations, PGA Tour, PGA of America, the golf course owners, the Superintendents Association, Club Managers Association, and Club Manufacturers Association. It's our coalition to influence and tell the story of golf on Capitol Hill, in the White House, and before regulators.
So we want to, I understand there's 2 million jobs, this is the United States, generated by the $69 billion industry. So what do you want to do? What do you want our lawmakers to understand by all of these folks, including, for instance, maybe Jack Nicklaus or whoever else is coming, the stars and the icons of the world of golf coming up to Capitol Hill? What do you want those lawmakers to walk away with?
Well, the message we're trying to tell, and by telling the economic story of golf, the $68.8 billion industry, the 2 million jobs, the $3.3 billion charitable impact, the point of all that is illustrate to them that golf is an important economic engine. It's not a game for the elite or the leisured class. It's a game for everybody. and it affects everybody. Even if you're a non-golfer, those kind of economic impacts are significant. And what we, a lot of times we just take regular people that are working at the golf club, the pros, the assistant pros, the assistant superintendent or a groundskeeper, waitresses and wait staff, and let them tell their story about how golf's been good for them and good for their families. And so that's how we go about influencing policy in D.C. in part.
Is Mike Hughes is the CEO of We Are Golf, the board chairman for We Are Golf. In 2015, he's the CEO of the National Golf Course Owners Association. And National Golf Day, you chose April 15th. Any particular reason?
I'm not sure if it's symbolic, but, you know, you look at the congressional calendar and you go when you can. The other thing, we try to time it around the Masters so that we're timing our message in a time when people are thinking about golf or tuned into it, and it resonates a little more. That's part of what we're doing.
Are there any pieces of legislation that you're keeping an eye on that would adversely impact the industry?
Well, we're looking at a couple things. One, we're trying to preserve what's called a conservation tax relief, conservation easement, which means that if you donate part of your land to a conservation use, you get a tax benefit. Just like an agricultural piece of land that does the same, or a parkland or forest land. We're trying to make sure that golf isn't excluded from that kind of treatment. And so we worked very hard last year to make that a reality. The tax relief bills, as probably most people are familiar, nothing's really moving through Congress right now. But when it does, we want to be positioned properly so that golf's treated fairly, just like every other land use.
All right.
That's the one that's really right on the front of our burner, but there are a few others too, along with tax, business expensing, and things like that.
Do golf courses get hit hard in some areas, whether it's sustainability, using water? Are we penalized for the business we're in?
Well, sometimes if you don't communicate the sort of messages that we talked about earlier, you don't communicate them well, you can be negatively impacted. And, you know, people are familiar and look at golf and see the inputs that go in terms of water use is the most obvious, but others. And so if they don't have the full story of what it's producing on the other side, then they can have a negative view.
But, yes.
You know, we work very hard to make sure that that doesn't happen. We do state studies. You know, for example, in Hawaii, you guys all know this. Golf is big business. It's 30,000 jobs. It's $854 million in wages. It's a $1.4 billion business in Hawaii. You know, it's bigger than agriculture. It's bigger than your restaurant business. So those are the sorts of pieces of information we take to individual legislators, too, you know, the ones that might be from Hawaii or other big golf states. So
right.
It helps.
Golf 2020 puts these figures together so we have an idea of the importance of golf in Hawaii extending beyond the golf facilities themselves with that $1.4 billion indirect economic activity. And that was back in 2007. I think the most recent numbers we have are out of Florida. There was a Florida Golf Day. Are we working toward doing a golf day in all of the states?
I think all of the significant golf states, and certainly Hawaii is one of those. You need to, you know, tell your message. You need to tell it consistently. I think Hawaii is, you know, due for a new study, time for a refresh of the data.
Yes, absolutely. I was looking at the numbers too, and I mean, Florida has in 2013, $8.2 billion, up from $7.5 billion in 2007. So I'm sure that our Hawaii numbers will look a lot different.
Yeah, I bet they'll be very good. You know, at least my understanding is Hawaii's tourism economy has made a nice rebound, so I think the numbers would correlate with that as well.
Yeah, it's been thriving the past few years, absolutely. Mike Hughes is the CEO of the National Golf Course Owners Association, tapped this year to be We Are Golf board chairman for 2015. Who put together We Are Golf?
Well, the founding members were the Golf Course Owners Association, the PGA of America, the Club Managers Association, and the Superintendents Association. It was interesting, the start of it was when Hurricane Katrina came through, there was a bunch of tax legislation that came on the heels of that. We're giving tax relief to businesses affected by the storm. and it was terrible devastation. But unfortunately, they slipped an exclusion for golf. They said golf was not eligible for tax relief, just like casinos, massage parlors, and I think tattoo parlors. So that tells us we had a problem, and so that's why we formed the coalition. And it's been very successful since then. But, you know, that's significant for Hawaii, too, because you guys from time to time are affected by natural disasters, and if the legislation has an exclusion for golf, then you're really getting shortchanged.
Exactly. I mean,
unfairly.
Yeah, in one tsunami, we lost an entire resort, the Kona Village, gone, never to return, because the damage that was done there. So certainly that could happen with erosion from a large wave taking out portions of a golf course, several holes.
A
right?
Hurricane.
Right.
Right.
Exactly. So We Are Golf, when you're going up to Capitol Hill, last year I think there were lots of different activities planned for some fun, too. So it wouldn't just be about lobbying them to, hey, we are real people making money that raises their families, and we're taking care of the land. I imagine that the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America, the work that they've been doing in conjunction with you and the PGA Tour and the LPGA Tour, all of the people who have an interest in the game of golf, that getting the message out that we're actually working very hard to make what we do with the land good for the land, and therefore good for the people in the neighborhood. You know, we still have this stigma attached to us that somehow taking care of a golf course means polluting other people. I don't think that is the case the way it may have been in the 60s or the 70s.
Oh, it's definitely not. And, you know, the superintendent's a great spokesman for us. In fact, really, all you have to do is get them in front of the audience, and they are so impressive and so knowledgeable and so professional. People understand that these guys are great stewards of the land, care as much about the environment as they do, or if not more, since they're involved in it every day. And, you know, they're tremendous environmental assets. One of the things I did last year, we were over at the White House talking to some White House officials. I said, the last time you flew into D.C., I'll bet the biggest open space that you observed when you flew in were golf courses. You know, this is a very developed area, D.C., but the golf courses provide big chunks of green space that help reduce temperatures in the urban areas, produce parkland settings. You need to preserve these. And, of course, they know that, you know, because they've seen it with their own eyes.
Exactly. There's a couple of beautiful golf courses in D.C., just right outside D.C., and they are like sanctuaries if you get to go there, you know, from being so crowded. With my son is in Virginia right now, so it's beautiful how many golf courses there are, and they're secluded, and you feel like you can escape from the hectic every day, and they're accessible to everyone, children, women, all embraced, and that's part of growing the game that's so important. So final note, are we going to be setting up putting contests on the Capitol, you know, mall someplace?
Yes, we do. We do it right in the Capitol Rotunda, where you see a lot of the interviews. The Republicans have been victorious the last two times, so hopefully the Democrats are practicing their putting.
Oh, yes. They better be, because, you know, the Republicans are always beating up on Obama for going to play golf, right?
We don't like that. We're pro-golf, so we love for him to play.
Yes, so if the Republicans are winning, they must be doing something on the side that we don't know, like playing golf and practicing.
Little,
yes.
Exactly so, yeah. Well, that doesn't get any press.
Yeah, it doesn't. Mike Hughes, We Are Golf Board Chairman for 2015. Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you.
Excellent. We're going to come back and we're going to talk a little bit about how to take care of your body. Did you know that, well, the golf swing isn't something that we needed as Neanderthals walking across and trying to protect ourselves? Can you imagine trying to throw something at, you know, an aggressive animal like a golf swing? So the rotator cuff in your shoulder is not designed to do so. That's why you have to take particular care of your shoulder. And the person to tell us about this is the Titleist Performance Institute certified and director of Movement Solutions International, David Derbyshire. And he actually lives here in Hawaii. He's going to be checking in with us in just a couple of minutes. My name is Danielle Tucker, and we'll be back after this.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
The beaten path is not for everyone. That's why the Acura MDX is designed just for you. With features like Jewel-Eye LED headlights that mimic natural sunlight, illuminating more of what lies ahead. Integrated dynamic system with three separate performance settings to meet your mood. One-touch walk-in for simple one-button access in and out of the third row. And available Acura Link surface street traffic information to keep you one step ahead of the herd. The Acura MDX. Maybe it's called the beaten path because it can be beaten. 3-year traffic subscription included. See your Acura dealer for system and coverage details.
Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out their latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit your Hawaii Acura dealers today.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded, property guard and patrol services, loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Okay, we got a junior update for you. The 2015 season has begun. The Hawaii State Junior Golf Association season. It's the 2015 Junior Tour Series. 14 and under. It's on Kauai, this first one. It's being held at the Puakea Golf Course. They're going to be playing this morning, and I may all hit the sweet spot every time, from Kanoa Ni'i all the way to Kelly Chin and Joshua Satunanda Chung. Okay, everybody's going to have a great time playing, and it's going to be windy, so swing easy in the wind. Breezy, swing easy, remember that? We're speaking about the economic impact of golf. Look at this. Did you hear that the Pacific Links, Hawaii, is selling Kapolei Golf Club? And I thought that was interesting because, you know, Kapolei Golf Club is where, of course, they've been holding one of the Champions Tour events for a couple of years, and at kind of last minute they decided to move that tournament to China, and it, according to the Pacific Links Foundation CEO Micah Kane, he said the tournament's move to China was in part the company has a strategic global image, and what they wanted to do was get more golf tourism from China to come to Hawaii. The 2014 tournament was all set up, though. You know, they don't wait until the last 6 months to book a bunch of hotel rooms. So in 2014, getting ready for the 2015, nearly, according to PBN, 1,550 room nights in Hawaii had to be canceled, and the economic impact of moving the tournament is about $10 million. According to the Hawaii Tourism Authority. So, just one tournament not coming to the islands that a lot of people don't even think that much about. I mean, the Champions Tour is followed on television. They have a great pro-am. They do great things. The charity impact is amazing, what the Champions Tour does. They're not big galleries out there, but they work behind the scenes and do a lot of clinics with kids. They reach out. They're the most accessible, kind of like the LPGA. Champions Tour, extremely accessible and wonderful guys. So it's a shame they're not coming this year, and it looks like Kapolei is going to be sold. All right, I talked to you a little bit earlier about the golf swing, and I was reading up on our next guest about the rotator cuff. And I thought to myself, yes, you know, the golf swing is not something that the body would, over the millennium, create strong muscles to throw underhanded at something. I can't imagine taking a rock and throwing it underhanded at the animal coming at me. I want to throw it right at him, okay? So we do quite a bit of damage, or could do damage, to that rotator cuff muscle. It's not designed for the swing that a golf club has to go, the motion that you make. And to talk to us in particular, he's the director of Movement Solutions International, based on the Big Island. He's a movement specialist and physical preparation coach. He worked in the past with Adam Scott and Nick Watney, and his name is David Derbyshire, and he's with us right now, certified Titleist Performance Institute instructor. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Danielle. How are you?
Excellent. It's a great day. Is it as windy on the Big Island as it is on Oahu?
It's not that windy, actually.
Wow.
It probably is up north, but not where I am.
I saw this great photo you posted on Instagram. It was the mistiness of that was, and it was, it just felt, what did it remind you of? You said it's nice to have this weather in Hawaii for a change.
It actually reminded me of being in Scotland, of all things.
Yeah, and you're from Australia?
I am from Australia, yes, Melbourne.
I can imagine. Why did you decide to make Hawaii your center, your place?
Interesting question. I was living on the mainland for quite a while, working there, traveling on the tour. And so being able to travel and work, I could pretty much live wherever I want. And I was coming here doing some work with a professional cyclist / triathlete. And I sort of fell in love with the place. So I decided to move and just decided to travel out of here.
Excellent.
It's
kind of cool because Australia, you can stop here, kind of get acclimated, and then take the next hop to the mainland, you know?
Yeah, that's true. And it's funny, now that I live closer to Australia, I don't seem to go there as much.
Isn't that just the darndest thing about life? You know, all of a sudden, it's more accessible to me. So I was watching this video. This is David Derbyshire, and he is director of Movement Solutions International. And pretty soon your website will be up, right, David?
Yeah, I've just decided I might as well go live with that website.
Excellent. So I was watching a video that David did with Adam Scott. It was part of the Titleist Performance Institute video series they did and featured on Golf Digest. And I think you were just, correct me anytime, jump in. You were demonstrating flexibility and strength movements that you taught Adam, but you were assisting him in getting into the apex of that movement?
Yeah. I mean, the beauty of Adam is that he's flexible by nature, which is quite handy when you play golf. His issue is to try to be strong through that range of movement. So that's something that someone might come across, which is quite different to the norm, which is most people are generally tight for some reason that I can't really say why. There's a few ways you have to look at strength and flexibility when you sort of join them together. He's obviously flexible, so strength through that range is important. The average person who sits or leaves is quite a sedentary lifestyle might be the opposite to that.
So I was thinking Freddie Couples. When I thought about flexibility, and someone mentioned in that video, looking at how flexible Adam Scott is, and I thought, well, Fred Couples is flexible too, but that works to a disadvantage to him because sometimes in that flexibility, you can hurt yourself if you're not strong. Am I getting that right?
Yes, you are. And it's with an injury or a back injury like Freddie has or has had in the past, and he does that, he puts a lot of load through one area of his spine, which I've never assessed or worked with Freddie, so I don't really know his body that well, but I could say that, that load going through the spine is probably because some other muscles, the bigger muscles that are meant to do or help with that job, aren't maybe doing their job. So all of a sudden, the one area keeps taking the load, and the golf swing being A, a rotational sport, and it's a movement that's not very natural for the body, that's going to occur.
Right. So if you're really flexible and you're young and you're thinking, well, I don't really need to do anything because look, I can twist myself into a pretzel, that's not necessarily a good thing if you don't have the strength to add to that, because otherwise you'll hurt your joints. You were just such a complicated little organism, the way we are all put together. And I teased everybody that you were going to come on, David. David Darbyshire, Titleist Performance Institute certified, and he's director of Movement Solutions International. He's here on the Big Island. By the way, he just doesn't just golf. It's surfing, cycling, marathon training, all of those things. We'll talk a little bit about that in a second. But let's go to the rotator cuff muscle that we were, I saw the great article that was written, and I found it at Golf Digest, featuring some of the things you said about the rotator cuff, that the shoulder that we need to pay extra attention to. And if you've got acute or chronic pain or loss of strength or loss of range of movement, what are those signs of, David?
Yeah, the rotator cuff's an interesting one. There's obviously four muscles that make up the rotator cuff. If I usually see an injury to a rotator cuff muscle from a golfer, then I know it's more than likely going to be, A, it's like the other scenario with Freddie, going to be taking a lot of load because something else is not working. And with the average golfer, it's more often not that, the thoracic rotators of the spine, which are obviously need to be flexible and need to be strong so you can rotate in the golf swing. They need to be doing their job very well. So it takes the load off the rotator cuff and the shoulder itself. So, the shoulder is an interesting one because it's really designed there to support and help transport power. For a lot of people, though, in the golf swing, because the rest of the body doesn't move very well, they use the shoulders to create power. Now, once you start doing that, then the rotator cuff takes a pretty big hit, and then that can even move down. Once the rotator cuff has an issue, then it becomes an elbow issue, and thus you get the golfer's elbow scenario.
So if you start playing golf with your arms and not the whole body, your core planted, you're doing everything with your arms, that's what we're talking about. That's when things start going wrong with the rotator cuff muscle.
Exactly. Like anything, any sport, you're trying to make the movement as easy on the body as possible. Unfortunately, golf's not a very natural movement, and it's a very repetitive movement, which is something that you have to combat. Repetition is a big problem.
Is it important when they show you a golf exercise for, let's say, if I'm a right-handed golfer, should I do that same exercise for my left side?
In theory, yes. I'm a bit more specific when I come to think about that. There's always a why. If this is rotator cuff is a problem, then why is that occurring? And that could be different for anyone. That could be due to their injury history. That could be due to the way they move, what they do in their daily life. There's so many different answers for that problem.
Mm.
So it's hard to give a generic answer, but the easiest way to think about it is if you have a problem, you've just got to find the why. It may not be that is the problem.
All right. So just for you to think about, I read in this article, signs in your game that your rotator cuff muscle is weak would be your arms collapse when you take the club back, your left elbow bends on follow through, you finish with a reverse C curvature of the spine. But again, as David Darbyshire, Titleist Performance Institute certified and director of Movement Solutions International says, it may not be just golf. Maybe it's something you're doing regular in life and then just exacerbating it by the golf movement. So just something to be aware of. David, what do you do with somebody, when a client comes in? How do you work with them, whether it's in golf or surfing or cycling or marathon training?
Yeah. So when I first see a client, for whatever reason it be, an initial assessment will take place. So we'll look at standing postures, then moving, then we'll do an assessment on the table. Trying to get as much information as I possibly can for why they move the way they do, and then visually look at them myself, see how they do move currently. Because someone is only moving as they are at that particular time. But the big player in that is what they've done in their past. The body and the brain especially will remember movement patterns, whether they're faulty or good, and it also remember injuries or repetition. So, you know, there's two things you sort of have to get an understanding of, and that's really delving into someone's life. Really have to know as much information as possible.
Don't keep anything away from him.
you can try. I'll find it together.
I was thinking about Tiger Woods and other athletes who have favored a limb because of damage to another. You know, it's so you put you almost like expect the pain to come even after the correction's been made. So it's really hard when you say about patterns of movement that the body remembers. Sometimes that favoring motion that we do when we're hurt, even when the hurt is gone, you still kind of move to that movement.
That's for sure. I mean, the body will always want to move in the path of least resistance, the easiest way it possibly feels like it can. And if you get injured, you might create a new pattern. And that's tough work to get rid of. You know, you have to understand that pattern. In Tiger's case, you know, if you look at his injury history, it's a very nice movement of injuries up the chain over time. And now, you know, if you really want to take notice of Tiger, you can look at him walking, which his gait is very different. So there's another conversation, and that may have occurred around past injuries. And that's something that's ingrained in him now.
Right.
That he may be looking to try and get rid of. And that may be affecting his swing too. I mean, there's a whole bunch of things you could think about with the injury history of Tiger.
What made me think about that is just the other day, you know, I had back surgery to take care of a nerve that was being impinged on by a growth that was pushing it against, the nerve was being pushed against the bone. And I would favor my left leg. I would try to take as much weight off. It couldn't bear weight.
Sure.
And I'm tired in the recovery process. You know, even though I don't have that pain or that nerve problem anymore, I'm still tired because my body's recovering from a 4-hour surgery. So when I get tired, I find myself going back to that kind of limp, and I'm going, wait a second, that leg's fine.
Yeah, well, that will happen.
So it's just like, well, you know, and if you're an athlete and you have all of these things happening and you have demands on you to perform, boy, I don't know. I really, frankly, don't know how they do it, because I just wanted to go away from the world for as long as possible so that I could just put myself back together again. And sometimes you just can't do it. David Darbyshire, certified Titleist Performance Institute and director, Movement Solutions International. He's on the Big Island. Do you like people to get in touch with you?
Yeah, if I have time, I can see people. Obviously, I still I have a couple of clients that I have to go off the islands to see, which take up a fair bit of my time, but I try and squeeze people in where I can help.
Well, I'll have to keep looking. Let me know when that website is ready, so we can direct people there, because having you here on the islands, in the islands, on the Big Island, is awesome. What side do you live on, the Hilo or Kona side?
Kona side.
Okay. I'm kind of like a middle. I'm a Waimea person.
Oh, that's beautiful up there. That's really nice.
Yeah, that's where I'd stay. It was great meeting you. I look forward to talking to you more in the future.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, David.
Bye.
We're going to come back and talk about the Palm Bird putter grip. You won't believe a flower inspired this grip. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Alert Alarm of Hawaii provides CCT surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across Hawaii. These systems can be monitored via the internet from anywhere in the world on your laptop or smartphone. We can also monitor your video systems for you from our 24-hour local 5-Diamond Alarm Monitoring Center. Call Alert Alarm at 528-6407 for a free security evaluation and estimate. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina video surveillance company. Security solutions for your peace of mind.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Do you have a child or know someone who does that wants to learn how to play golf? Free? At courses throughout the islands on March 21st, new and beginning juniors will receive expert instruction at no charge. Hawaii Junior Golf Day is brought to you by the Aloha Section PGA and the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. To sign up, go to hsjga.org or call 532-0559.
Teed up the ball, feet grounded, taking a deep breath, rip it, and rip it. Did I? Oh, man. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Acura of Honolulu's huge moving sale starts this weekend. They're heading just down the road, but they need to lighten their load. 50 cars must be sold and delivered in the next 7 days. So get the best values ever on new and pre-owned inventory in stock right now, including amazing special lease offers like the 209 on the city-sized luxury of the ILX, 299 on the thrilling new TLX, and 309 on the spacious and comfortable RDX. Or you can choose from rates as low as 0.9% on select models. Awesome. All right, coming up, we're going to be talking with the president of Palm Bird Putter Grips. His name is Phil Jaffe. But before we do that, let's talk about somebody. Well, we'll hear him talk about something he did yesterday. He kind of lost his grip. Kind of lost his grip on his club. I thought it kind of looked like somebody who was, trying to skipping rocks. Rory McIlroy. He shot a birdie. Great hole he had, and he followed it with a duck. I just made that up because I couldn't think of what to call something like bird-like when a ball goes into the water. And right into the water that ball went, and so did his 3-iron. It followed shortly after when he got there. Listen to what he said about it.
Felt good at the time. I just let frustration get the better of me. It was heat of the moment, and I mean, if it had been any other club, I probably wouldn't have, but I didn't need a 3-iron for the rest of the round, so I thought, why not? Yeah, there was a split second there. I was like, should I, shouldn't I? Yeah, whatever. So, but it was, yeah, looking back at it, it isn't one of my proudest moments, but, walked away with the bogey and regrouped and did okay from then. And when you're struggling and it's just, you need something to just give you a spark or give you, and I'm not saying that was it, but could have been, but played a little better on the back nine and, but still just not as comfortable with my game as I'd like. So, I got two more days to try and find something out there and shoot a couple of decent numbers and see where that leaves me at the end of the week.
I think Rory is an absolutely awesome golfer. Awesome. The kid is amazing. But I can't compare him to Tiger when he was at his height, because Tiger just didn't have these kinds of ups and downs. He didn't have these downs. I mean, when Tiger was going, he was like, Tiger's going to win. Tiger's going to win. He was always, as something that's coming up, and we want the Palama Settlement to win. They promote health, education, and well-being, and they've got a tournament coming up there. Annual, it's their 12th annual charity golf tournament. Grab your clubs and get ready to tee up for Palama. The proceeds benefit unique programs that support the children, the families, and the seniors in the communities they serve. The tournament date is April 23rd on Thursday, so your taxes will be done. The place is the Hawaii Prince Golf Club, just down the road, Fort Weaver. The time is 10:30 check-in, 11:30 shotgun start. It's a three-person scramble, two putt max, four drives each, 15% handicap differential. Maximum handicap is 28 for men, 36 for women. And give them a call because the entry deadline's coming up on April 9th. And we want to get you in to go support Palama Settlement. And their number, or you could register online, is palamasettlement.org, palamasettlement.org. And their number is 944-4567. That's over at the Prince. 944-4567. Register online at palamasettlement.com. Okay, so I told you this guy was inspired to do this grip by a flower. You're like, what? How could you possibly be inspired to make a putter grip by a flower? His name is Phil Jaffe. He's a Professional Golf Association member, so he's a PGA. He's president of Palm Bird Putter Grips. And you can find him at palmbirdputtergrips.com. Palmbirdputtergrips.com. Featured in Golf Week in 2013. Let's bring in our putter grip designer, Philip Jaffe. Welcome to the show.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me.
Excellent having you on, sir. Now tell me, how in the world did a flower inspire you to make this putter grip?
Well, the bird of paradise is a common plant in the area in Florida. I'm sure it is in Hawaii also. And after a hard winter's freeze, I was cutting down some stalks, and I was dragging one away, and I kind of felt it in my palm. And it was about a 35-inch stalk, about the length of a putter. And I started making a stroke, and I noticed my shoulders were working perfectly, and there wasn't any pressure. My grip pressure was light, and it was a relaxed stroke. And my wife said, hey, you're using your shoulders. That's the best stroke I've ever seen you make.
Wow. She's a good coach.
She's great, yes. Yes. My inspiration.
Yes, yes. Okay, so you've got the inspiration, but, I mean, everybody can get inspiration to create something. The real journey is in the making it come to fruition. That's the road that a lot of people stop on, take a different turn, say, forget, that's too hard. How did you bring this palm burr putter out to the public?
Well, being a golfer and a PGA member, golf is all about perseverance. And if you hit it in the woods, you can maybe chip it on the green and make a birdie still. So I made a model out of wood. I had a guy make a model out of epoxy. Then I had another model made out of wood, and it was symmetrical enough that I was able to submit it to the USGA. And they said it was conforming to USGA rules. And so then I sought to have it made. It didn't quite work out, and I had it made in China first, and I wasn't able to communicate or get the proper conveyance of design that I wanted to get. So I got the molds back, and my wife and I really took a good look at the plant again, and we kind of did another design, so I have the patents. And that was about 5-6 years ago. We got a patent on that one in 2012. We got the USGA conforming rules to approve it in 2012 also. And so we had the larger model putter grip, and we just came out with the smaller one in December, and that was ruled USGA conforming also in December. So the journey is years, and it's perseverance, and it's really sticking to the guns of believing that something's going to work, and it does.
Excellent. Now, I noticed on your website there are all the places that stock your Palm Bird putter grip. Do you know how hard it's Palm Bird?
Palm Bird, yeah. Really, you have to roll the tongue on it.
Yes, you do. It's wonderful. I like the ergonomics of it. The fact that it's the idea that it just fits perfectly in the hand. There's no sense of wrapping your hand around it. It's just like a glove. It fits in. And, of course, nature is always wonderful to be able to take inspiration from. What does it feel like, the outer? Does it have a softness? Is it cushioned? Does it feel like leather? What is it made out of now?
Well, it is made out of a thermoplastic rubber, and so we had it made in Las Vegas in the USA. And the wonderful thing about the company that makes it is they also make heated motorcycle grips, and so that material has to stay pliable for years and years. So this material will last for about 30 years. It has a 42 durometer, so that means it's similar in softness to like an Iomic grip. But I had the grip cap made at 60 durometer, so when you slam it down in your bag, the shaft won't go through it. But then also just to reiterate what you were talking about, the natural shape of your hand, if you make like almost a fist, a half fist, is that is the shape of the palm bird. So it's naturally into the hand, and the ergonomic shape allows your fingers to lock around the back. And then, so it's, you don't really have to think about anything because your palms are facing each other. They're in a comfortable position, and you're basically square. And then one of the things I like to talk about is because you're having a lateral pressure on the grip, that enhances a lateral stroke. And one of the things with flat-sided grips on the front is that if you're pressing your thumbs towards yourself and you need to make a stroke right to left, then you have opposing forces. So having a relaxed grip on lateral pressure and palms facing each other allows you to have a more relaxed and steady stroke.
Nice. Very nice. Now, someone said on your website there are some video testimonials, and the one gentleman I listened to said that he's been messing around with these big, fat grips, and yours does look oversized, but he says yours really works. Is it an oversized grip for the putter?
Well, it is somewhat oversized in terms of if you measure the distance, like diameter. The Superstroke, I think, has like a 1.75 or 1.65 or 1.5. You know, they categorize theirs. Our big grip is 1.65 in diameter on its long end, and then it's 1.07 on its width. The maximum the USGA allows is 1.75, so it falls within the parameters. But in terms of what it does is it covers a large area of your palm, and when you're covering that much surface area, you've got a lot more control in the palm. So, you know, it takes it away from your thumbs. If you were to shake a person's hand, your thumb would go to the side, and you have it in the palm. So that allows your palm to be engaged and your outer arm and then your shoulder. And so those bigger muscles are working as opposed to the thumbs, which are the like inside of your rotator muscles, and those are twitching, you know. So I've helped a lot of people with their yips because the grip it's heavier, which offers counterbalance, and it so it really steadies the stroke.
Excellent. I like everything you're saying. We're going to have the EWGA is the Executive Women's Golf Association, and our Hawaii chapter. We hold, we had a short game clinic with Regan Lee at the Alawai just at the end of last month. It was really cool. It was a lot of fun. There are about 25 people, because it's not just women. Men can come. Men can actually join the club. They just can't play in our annual tournament. But we had so much fun at the clinic, and we learned so much on chipping. We were doing chipping clinic. And our next clinic is going to be at the Aloha Golf Center, where we're going to do club fitting, a club fitting clinic. And
wonderful.
Yeah. And we're going to bring an iron that, you know, the iron in your bag that doesn't work, the one that you don't want to go to, even though it's the perfect distance club for the shot that you're supposed to, you know.
Like Rory McIlroy's three iron? Yeah, that's the one he didn't like, by the way, right?
Yeah, most of us can't afford to just throw it away and get a new one next day and work on it, you know? So, but he did. He just got rid of that, didn't he? So the reason why don't you send me one? I'd love to show this to the guys because they do all the regripping. They do all the club fitting. They've got TrackMan and all the different tools, you know, and I'd love to take it to the clinic and have them put it on a putter, and all of us try it out. You know,
absolutely. Well, I'll send you a large one, and then I also have the new small one, and they're both in black. And then I have a small one in pink I can send, too. So I'll send those three to you, and you can try them out and see what you like.
That would be great. And who knows, maybe Aloha Golf Center will be added to your list of people who stock and sell your...
That would be wonderful.
That would be wonderful. Would be wonderful. Yeah, yes, now, ma'am. But you can also win, by the way, folks, if you go to palmputtergrip.com, you can buy them, and they'll be shipped to you, so you don't have to go to a store. We've gotten so lazy.
It's amazing. Everybody shops online.
Shops online. It's wonderful. I don't like trying on clothes, but let's go to a different direction. Now, why did you make two different sizes? And I'm guessing one is for women since it's in pink.
Well, the smaller size is about 1.35 inches and it's long, and then it's about 0.9 and it's width. And I have a... If you look at, like, the traditional pin grip that Tiger uses, it's similar in size to and width. And so I had a lot of guys, especially down here in Florida, or up here in Florida, I should say, we have a lot of guys who love that traditional size, have been playing with it for years. They're tour players. There's a lot of different speeds of the greens. And so they wanted something a little bit smaller. But I do. But the large one is appealing, too. I've been doing some demos at tournaments. Installed one on Super Bowl running back Reggie Branch's putter, and he loves it. It's a large size, so it depends on your hand size. But the smaller size appeals to the some women with smaller hands, as well as kids. It's more apt to allow them to get a correct grip going. Right. And so, you know, I just wanted to kind of go across the board. We have it in pink, and then we may have colors in the next couple months. Knock on wood. So. You know, we're just kind of moving along. It's really wonderful to be able to put it in someone's hands and then have them come back and say, I putted great. I've never putted better. I'm not three putting and, you know, stuff like that.
What a,
it warms my heart.
Yeah, truly. I mean, not only the fact that you are getting, I mean, you are getting results, and it's something that you and your wife worked together on over years, brought it from dream that you both saw. You know, you were playing with it. She saw it. She saw the beauty of it. Both committed, and then went, now it's in fruition, and you're seeing that it's working, and it's awesome. It's really, really cool. Phil Jaffe, thanks so much for being on the show.
Well, thank you so much. Yes, and I couldn't have done it without her. She's my, she's wonderful, and also happy to grow the game.
Grow the
PGA
game.
Of America,
yeah.
Grow the game.
Yeah, that's what you're going to be doing. We're going to try them out, and of course, I'll have to give you a testimonial, and maybe we'll have to come on the show again. Well, you definitely be on the show again to tell you how they worked. How they worked. Yes. Okay?
Well, Danielle, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Awesome. And we'll be back. We're going to be talking about, you know, everybody's got that dream to go to Ireland. I know I do. Before I die, I want to go to the Emerald Isle. So we're going to put us all together with the man who can make it all happen, organizing it. And there are books. And we love the authors who've made the books. There's lots of people. This is a man who's actually one of those, you know, travel agents. And he's in some of the most beautiful parts of the world. So we'll talk to him. But first, we're going to take a break and thank our sponsors. Well, my name's Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Do you have a child or know someone who does that wants to learn how to play golf? Free? At courses throughout the islands on March 21st, new and beginning juniors will receive expert instruction at no charge. Hawaii Junior Golf Day is brought to you by the Aloha Section PGA and the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. To sign up, go to hsjga.org or call 532-0559.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star, Star Protection Agency.
Work the ball, play more break, be aggressive. Wow, 6 feet past the cup. What was I thinking? Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
He's so enthusiastic, isn't he? I mean, he's just so enthusiastic. You know, the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association season has begun. Today, they're playing at Puakea 2015 Junior Tour Series 14 and under. So, yes, we're going to be getting a lot of news out of the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association and the First Tee Hawaii. There's something called the 2015 Ambassador Card. If you donate $100 to the First Tee, you get this card, this ambassador card. And because the First Tee teaches our kids confidence and courtesy and honesty and integrity and judgment and perseverance, respect, responsibility, and sportsmanship. Now, all of the golf courses got around and said, yeah, we want to do something. Reward people for supporting the First Tee program. And the golf courses who've kicked in, Ko'olau, Kapolei, Hawakalei, Hawaii Prince, Hawaii Kai, Hawaii Country Club, Ewa Beach, Coral Creek, Bayview, Makaha, Mililani, Olomana, Pearl Country Club, Raw Hawaiian, Royal Kunia, Turtle Bay, the Fazio, and the Palmer Course, and Waikele. And for $30, you can play those courses. Okay, you can play them one time in the year when you buy the ambassador. And I shouldn't say buy, because you're making a donation to the First Tee. And in return, you're getting this fabulous value. Now, speaking of fabulous values, let's go to Ireland. What do you say? Patrick Aiken, managing director of thegolfpa.com. So if you're on your computer and you're wondering where we're going next, we're going to thegolfpa.com. This is he says he's the Ireland premier golf tour operator. And I love this part about it. Whether you want to putt at Royal Portrush or drive at Dune Beg, we have the holiday to suit you. Welcome to the show, Patrick.
Thanks very much, Danielle. Good to speak to you.
Absolutely. Now, tell me, if I email you, get an email that says, hi, I want to come to Ireland, and that's all it says, what are you going to do?
Well, one of the things that we do at the Golf PA is that we ask you a lot of questions, because you know, there's plenty of people who are out there who can sell you a trip to Ireland and sort of tell you what they think you should do, which we can help you with as well. But at the end of the day, we want to know what you want to do. Lots of people want to come over across from the US to come and see what Ireland's all about, you know, experience the culture, play the golf, obviously, but there's usually other things that they would like to do while they're here, because in some cases it can be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So we try to tailor everything bespoke so that you get the best experience of what we offer.
So I could play the best courses in Ireland where Patrick Harrington, who just won, Graham McDowell, who's on the edge of winning soon, Darren Clark, who's going to be the Ryder Cup captain, and Rory McIlroy, who can fling a 3-iron like nobody. They all play at those courses.
Absolutely. Rory holds the course record at my home course, Royal Portrush. Darren is there every day whenever he's not on tour practicing. And even whenever the weather's bad, he'll be in the changing room practicing his putting. And then Graham, I grew up with Graham whenever we were younger as junior members of Royal Portrush. And whenever I'm over in Orlando, I would call in over the last couple of years into his restaurant, Nona Blue, and say hello to him and his wife, Kristen. So yeah, I mean, you know, these guys are ambassadors for golf, ambassadors for Ireland. And obviously with Padraig winning again recently, that's fantastic, because it just highlights the country of Ireland, and hopefully it entices people to want to come and play the courses that they play at.
So you can get tee times for folks at Royal Port Rush, Waterville, La Hinch, Ballybunion, Royal County Down, all of those courses?
Absolutely, yes. You know, at certain times of year, it's busier than others, and you know, I'm not the only person that's been able to book them. But at the same time, you know, we do get preferred tee times. We have good relationships with all the golf courses, and anyone who wants to come over and play in Ireland, get them to get in contact with us at thegolfpa.com. And we can do the whole thing for them from start to finish.
All right. And so let's say I'm a 10 handicap, right? And I'm traveling with my wife, who's, you know, like a 35. But she wants to be on those golf courses. Could you work out a plan that would challenge him at some point, you know, and yet not make her feel like, you know, she's being left behind?
Sure. Yeah, I understand. Yeah, on some courses, there are minimum standards for handicap purposes.
Yes.
But at the same time, we will ask the question and ask the sort of thing that people are looking for. And, you know, if it isn't suitable, I know that, for instance, at Ballybunion, they don't allow children onto the course until they're, I think it's 16 years of age. So unless they have a low handicap.
Mm-hmm.
We make sure that we ask all the right questions so that whenever the travelers arrive, they're not going onto the course and being told they can't play. We'll make sure that everybody's happy, and we give a 100% satisfaction guarantee before we make the booking for the trip, that everything is sorted, everything's arranged, the client is completely happy with everything before we go ahead and book everything. And, at the end of it, you know, it has to work for everybody. You know, it's as I say, everything we do is bespoke. We ensure that the client is completely happy. We give advice. The perception is that you can travel from one end of Ireland to the other in the same day. We say, no, that's not possible. Don't kill yourself having to drive 6 or 7 hours to go to the next golf course. You say, look, you know, take an extra day, take a day sightseeing. Because at the end of the day as well, not all of the golfers are tour players. They're not used to playing golf every day. Some people who are retired maybe, but most people who work, they're not used to playing golf every single day. So we do advise that, you know, you play a few days, then possibly take a day off and do some sightseeing, maybe go and look at some of the heritage around Ireland, and then move on to the next location.
Excellent. Just a moment. We are KPUA Hilo, KGU-FM, Honolulu, KGU-AM, Honolulu, Koni, that is K-O-N-I, Lanai City, K-T-O-H, Kalaheo. All right. You know, when you're talking about places to visit, and I was looking at your website, we're talking with Patrick Aiken, the managing director of The Golf PA, and it's just like that, thegolfpa.com, Ireland Premier Golf Tour Operator. Patrick, you've got fishing in here too. So if let's say my husband likes to fishing, go sport fishing or whatever, just likes to go to a nice fishing place and hang out, hopefully catch something, and I'd like to go horseback riding. Can you accommodate our other interests, activity interests?
Absolutely, yes. We have a number of locations around Ireland, one in particular in the west of Ireland, near a place called Ballina. It's called Mount Falcon. It is a favorite location for Mark O'Meara, a tour player, and, of course, as everyone would know, Tiger Woods. Whenever they come to Ireland, those guys go and stay at Mount Falcon. A good friend of mine is the owner there, Alan Maloney. And Alan is a keen fisherman. He does fishing close by in nearby rivers and lakes, as well as shooting.
Wow.
And then you've got golf close by with Enniscrone and Carn. So there's a whole array of different activities that anyone can do. As well as the spa within the hotel and all those sorts of things. So Yeah, there's something for everybody.
Catering both small and large groups that can take care of you. So if there's a bunch of you who'd like to finally take that trip, you've got to get in touch with thegolfpa.com, Golf Tour Operator, member of the IAGTO, the International Association of Golf Tour Operators. He's also the voice of Professional Irish Golf Tournament. He's in that organization and recognized for excellence, excellent customer service by World Host. So it's golfpa, thegolfpa.com to put you together and make your trip fantastic. How do you fly us? Are we going to fly straight from Hawaii? Are we going to stop and I don't even know if the direct flight goes into Ireland.
Well, from Hawaii, I imagine you have to come in possibly to the West Coast, and then from the West Coast to either the East Coast or into London or Dublin. From Hawaii, you might need to take 3 flights. But we would help you with that. My wife owns a travel agent, so we can certainly help with flights if need be.
Excellent.
I think everything can be sorted.
Excellent, fantastic. Is there anything I've left out that you wanted to add? When we've been, how long have you been in touch with me? Like 3 years, and every time we've talked, it's been during, I think, the Hyundai or the Sony Open, and then things just got kind of crazy, right?
Like, that's right. Yeah, Patrick. Yeah. We tried to hook up. Yeah, yeah. We tried to get in contact a couple of times, and I was at the PGA show and different things that were on.
Right.
So yeah, it's sort of taken a bit of time.
It's good to know you now, because I some people that you may know have written many books about the beautiful island that you call home, and I would we talked a little bit about. With Michael Patrick Shields, you know, the long drive you were talking about, the roads in Ireland aren't, when it's like 30 miles, 30 miles could be in America on a freeway, zip zap, you're there. 30 miles in Ireland could be like a winding road that you have to stop to let the other car go by and that sort of thing.
Well, it's not only the cars you've got to worry about, it's the sheep or the cows crossing the road. Or the old man who's been at the pub and he's had a few too many Guinness as well.
Sounds like I'm there. Okay. Thank you. Is there anything else?
As I say, we could help arrange everything. And,
good.
What we do is, which is our service. So.
Well, you've waited so long. I wanted to make sure that we got everything taken care of. And as I get more people asking me, I'll make sure that we, get you, Patrick Aiken. I now know who to send when I'm talking with somebody about Ireland and making the trip there. I can now say, call Patrick Aiken. Get in touch with him at thegolfpa.com. Thanks for being on the show, Patrick.
Thanks very much, Danielle. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Aloha. We're going to come back, talk with a gentleman who has a young son, Nicholas. And when Nicholas was born, or shortly after that, he thought it would be very cool to make a book of letters from people who have succeeded in life from around the world in the world of golf and ask them, some of the advice they would have for this young person. And it's a great book, and we'll talk to him about that coming up right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
The all-new 2015 Acura TLX with integrated dynamic system.
was engineered with four distinct drive modes that adapt to your every mood. Switch from fuel-saving econ to normal mode. Its responsive personality means the TLX is as thrilling as you make it. Now switch to sport mode. It offers quicker response and more agility. It also enhances the natural sound of the engine. And with the world's first 8-speed dual-clutch transmission with torque converter, it will respond instinctively to your will with rapid and smooth shifts. And in Sport Plus mode, the harder you drive, the more dynamic the TLX feels as it taps its full performance potential. So, come in and test drive the all-new 2015 Acura TLX with Sport Plus mode. It's that kind of thrill.
Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out their latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit your Hawaii Acura dealers today.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Speaking of children and writing books, he's back, Adam Scott. It's his first time. He's at the WGC Cadillac. And he's married. He got married. Nobody knew in the press corps. Usually all these things are announced. Everybody gets wind of it. He's a dad. You know, baby's born now. And getting married, having his first child without the media getting wind of it, he manages to do things like behind the scenes. I guess maybe if you don't talk to people and just go about your life, you manage to get things done like that. He spent the last few months working on his game, his putter in specific, because Adam Scott has to give up that long putter you see him hold around his chest, and he's feeling very good about it.
I was quietly confident. Like I said, I think I should play well. And I've played solid for a couple of days. I've putted solid. My short game's been solid. So I'm quite pleased with all the work I've done leading up to this event at home, and somehow managed to take it out on the course in competition. So it's a really good starting point for the year, and hopefully build on that on the weekend, and, you know, really important next few weeks leading into the Masters.
Yeah, leading up to the Masters, on his last couple of days working on it, had the fundamentals, and this is a really important lesson for all of us who play the game. When you have problems, go back to the fundamentals, the grip, the stance, your line. And Adam Scott says this about the fundamentals being key.
I feel like it's in a good place, and I really don't want to clutter myself at the moment with too much thought or try too hard. It's one of those things I think I need to get out of my own way a little bit. That's been something I've been thinking about just generally with my golf. It's not that I'm not practicing it, it's just that, you know, I'm not stressing about it, and everything's feeling good, and, you know, just kind of roll with it while it is, and stay on top of the fundamentals, and hopefully I keep making putts.
Excellent. So he seems to be doing just fine for the time being. You know, sometimes when you start something new, like getting a new club, the old one didn't work. I'm going to go get me a new one. And then you get the new one, and then it works for, well, I don't know, a couple of times, maybe a couple of holes. And then, wow, it starts behaving exactly like that old one did. I mean, what's with that? Let's go to Chuck Akisto. Some letters are short, like Gary McCord. It just says, Dear Nick, walk through life on paths with no traffic and concentrate on making mistakes. They are the Yoda of learning. Also, it doesn't hurt to have a trust fund. Others are lengthy and full of references to the moments in life that taught them lessons, like Jill McGill, an American professional golfer who played on the LPGA Tour. One of her best experiences on the golf tour was playing with Johnny Unitas in the Kraft Nabisco Pro-Am. I won't read that whole letter. You've got to get the book to do that. Jim McLean also spoke about the importance of self-belief and desire, having the desire. There's prose in this book. There are lists in this book. And you kind of get the personality. For instance, Bernard Langer made a list. And it just seems like that would be something that he who does things in such order would do, make a list. Hawaii's Tad Fujikawa is in it, too. He has 3 pages. He had a lot to say. At the very end, his paragraph ends with, My advice to you, Nicholas, is to never let anyone tell you that you can't do something, and never give up on your dreams. If you work hard and do your best, you will find a way to succeed in anything you really want to do. Also, treat people with, and this is capitalized, respect, no matter what age, race, or sex. If you do these things, I believe you will be a success and a very happy person. Now let's bring into the clubhouse. He's been waiting. Why you just come on in and sit down. Chuck, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Danielle. I really appreciate you having me here.
Absolutely. Chuck Acquisto, author of Wisdom to Grow On. You may know him from that book back out to, was that 06 that one came out?
It came out in 06. That's right.
Right. Now we have Wisdom for a Young Golfer. And it, now tell me, is the young golfer in this in the title your son, Nicholas?
It is, but I used him just sort of as a proxy to stand in for, you know, any young golfer out there. And really by young, it could be anyone new to the game. Really, I wanted this book to capture just the essence of golf and the history of golf, in addition to providing for young people advice that will be perfect for not only on the course, but off the course as well.
Well, you know, and it's not just young people. I mean, I gained from reading, you know, I gained from what I just shared. I thought Gary McCord was walk through life on paths with no traffic and concentrate on making mistakes. They are the Yoda of learning. Yes, I'm learning so much this show.
Yeah, it's a book full of personality, and I'm glad that you mentioned that. That the letters really give you a little bit of a glimpse inside the people, and I really strive to have this wide variety of those that were contributing to the book, male and female, young and old, those that are very famous, and then those that maybe no one's ever heard of except the real diehard golf fanatics. And so I really, you know, worked hard to get that. But, you know, the hopeful thing is that in the letters you get a little bit of their personality, and I think quite a few of them did that.
Absolutely. Now, tell me, you decided to make this a charity contribution to First Tee, the First Tee. Now, how did you come about? How did that all come to fruition?
Well, it came about with, actually, this is obviously an offspring of the very first book, Wisdom to Grow On, and when I was and that was just a birthday gift to my son Nicholas, and when I was putting that together, that whole project, I was really struck by how many people in the golf industry responded. Usually, if you're reaching out, you're lucky to get maybe one out of three to come back and contribute and send you something via the old-fashioned letter that is a dying art form. But you know, with the golf industry, I was finding a success rate more in the 80%. And I thought that was unique, and when I was studying it a little bit more, I knew about the First Tee. It had been around at that time maybe about 8 or 9 years, and I thought this was a perfect marriage. The Wisdom to Grow On was also a charity book, and I was really keeping my eye out for the right sort of organization that does great works, and I thought it was a perfect marriage. Of course, it was about so this project really began in 2007, so this was really it's been almost, what, an 8-year courtship.
Yeah.
Before we kind of finally got to the altar. But it's been well worth it. It was exactly the way I had hoped it would become.
Now, is it available now?
It is available now. It's available on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or directly through the publisher. But it will also be in your bookstores this coming spring. But if you are interested, you can purchase the book at the moment.
Oh, good. And will it be available for my iPad, my Nook, my whatever I've got?
It will be. It will be eventually an e-version as well as paperback. You know, the hope is that our partnership with the First Tee, that this is going to be a book that will live on in perpetuity, whether the chapters are going to be using it both for membership drives, recruiting, fundraising.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All the proceeds go directly to the First Tee. So it's a win-win for everyone involved.
I just thought it was funny because one of the things that I'm planning to do, of course, is First Tee is part of this month. Fitness has become, it's a month on my show of fitness and First Tee. The First Tee Hawaii chapter, both of the gentlemen who work hard here with the kids, they're going to be on in a couple of weeks. And earlier in the show, I talked about we have an ambassador card. If you donate $100 to the first tee, the golf courses in our area, on Oahu at least, because right now the chapter is difficult. With all the islands, it's really hard. But for Oahu, there are all these golf courses, and they've set a price that you can play, $30. And Hawakalei, for instance, is a private course that I couldn't go just play on. But they're participating in First Tee by making it affordable. $30 to play a course is amazing. And then talking with you, your book, Wisdom for a Young Golfer, and benefiting the First Tee. It was absolutely perfect, as sometimes life is when you just get out of its way, or my way. What is it? I was looking through this, and I wanted to just to ask you, you know, I have my cheat sheet. Do you have the youngest letter writer was Tad, and but Lexi Thompson also participated. And what was the shortest one?
The shortest letter, I really do like it a lot, actually came from Matt Kuchar, because, you know, as you mentioned before, there's some letters that can go on for two or three pages, just like Tad's. But, you know, Matt Kuchar just wrote Follow Your Dream, and you do hear that message, you know, quite often, but sometimes when it just smacks you that loud in such a brief sentence, it is true. You know, you want to pursue your dreams. I know you'll see and you'll hear people that say, you know, that can get you in trouble, but I disagree. I think if you're passionate about something and you follow it and you work, you're going to work hard for it, you will achieve it. It's just you have to be patient, you have to put in your time, and then keep on pursuing.
Excellent.
And I use this book as a perfect example. There were many times when I could have walked away and just said, it's not going to happen. It took three literary agents. I was turned down by numerous publishers who said, nobody buys golf books. I wanted it to look a certain way. It, as I said, it took over 7 years to make this dream become a reality. And it is, again, it's all for a cause. So it would have been easy for me to put it down, but I just said, this is too important. And, you know, if you stick with it, you know, it can happen.
It's really cool, the number of people, even, for instance, the people who have since passed, because like you said, it started a while ago, right? Sam Snead, Billy Casper, William Campbell, Erie Ball are all examples of people who took the time to write a letter and send it in to be in Wisdom for a Young Golfer. Charles Acquisto is a charity book for the First Tee, and the First Tee was established in November of 1997 by the World Golf Foundation as a nonprofit with an initial focus to create affordable access to the game of golf for youth not previously exposed to the game. The first honorary chairman was George H.W. Bush, and now his son, George W. Bush, has taken over. So it's just a wonderful organization. Got to Hawaii and so excited that you've done this book for them. Now, how about, is there a funny one that struck you as being the funniest?
Well, it shouldn't come as any surprise to those that really follow the golf game that David Faraday, the Irish golfer, has a bit of wisdom, and I don't want to ruin it, but he does scream loud in favor of getting beagles in your life.
Okay.
and being very careful what you use a beer label for in life. And so maybe those of us who are a little bit older will get the humor of that.
Yes.
And then, of course, Dan Jenkins, the famous Hall of Fame golf writer, you know, he's always got a point, but with a little wisdom thrown in there and a little wit thrown in there as well. And he waxes poetic on everything from stock tips, the game of soccer, Harvard, golf, country clubs, jobs, sports, and even hamburgers.
Hamburgers.
How you make and how you order a hamburger. So, you know, there's a little bit of everything in here. There's a lot of obviously serious letters, but as we've mentioned so far, some humor's thrown in. And again, it's a great history lesson. You mentioned about William Campbell and Erie Ball, two people until I started doing this book I had never heard of. These are great contributors to the game of golf. In fact, Erie Ball, who had written a letter when he was 96 to my son Nick, had written in his letter that by the time Nick was really able to understand this, he would be long past. Well, he was wrong. I mean, Erie Ball just passed away last year. He was the last living member to participate in the very first Masters. In fact, he was still giving club lessons at the age of 100 down in Florida. So really, it's a discovery into some of the greats of the game, as well as getting a bit of wisdom back from them.
Number of celebrities. I think of a lot of these people as celebrities, right? But you're right. You based Tim Conway, Alice Cooper. When Golf Monster came out, he was on the show. A great person, very deep. Michael O'Keefe, Harold Ramis, that is the Caddyshack director, Kenny G, Leroy Neiman, and Denny Gans. So this is a book that not only for your children, but for somebody that you care a lot about, or just for yourself. It's a great book. So one day you just pull it out, open it up to where it opens and say, aha.
Yes, I think it will never help, with golf lessons other than the mental game.
Yes.
But it definitely, as we were talking about, has, it's for people to help them on and off the course and succeed in life. And I think it does a great job of that.
Charles Acquisto, Wisdom for a Young Golfer, available at all of your online outlets, and it'll be in bookstores soon and for your tablet as well. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Danielle, thank you so much for having me.
Aloha. We are just about out of time, but I have a couple of things that I wanted to mention. You know, Drive Chip Putt is going to be happening a week before Masters. This is the second year already of Drive Chip Putt. And coming up, the kids here in Hawaii can go to try to qualify to go to the regional, the sectional, there's each island. And if I'm not mistaken, this year they also had a sectional here in the island, so we didn't have to travel to the neighbor island or to the mainland. I will find out more as I stumble through there thinking to myself, I didn't ask the question yet of the Aloha section, because the Aloha section PJ has put together the dates for Drive Chip Putt. If you'd like your child to go try it out, May 23rd is the first, and it's at Puakea Golf Course, and that's, of course, where the first Hawaii State Junior Golf Association event of the year is happening today. That's May 23rd, Puakea Golf Course, to try out for Drive Chip Putt. The Dunes at Maui Lani, May 30th. Hualalai Resort, June 20th. And Kapolei Golf Course, July 11th, which takes me back to the Kapolei Golf Course story that we all read in Pacific Business News. Kapolei Golf Course is being sold. So many things going on in the islands and in golf. And at Acura, they're moving. And so you want to help them, right? Of course you do. You know what it's like moving. And this is a perfect opportunity to get that Acura you've been eyeing. Acura of Honolulu's huge moving sale is starting this weekend, and they're headed down the road, need to lighten their load, and 50 cars must be sold and delivered in the next 7 days. So get the best values ever. A new and pre-owned inventory in stock right now, of course, including amazing special lease officers, that is, lease offers, 209 on the city-size luxury of the ILX, 299 on the thrilling new TLX, and 309 on the spacious and comfortable RDX. Or you can choose rates as low as 0.9%. Thank you to the people who make this show possible. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, providing CCTV surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across Hawaii. These systems are monitored anywhere in the world, on your laptop or your smartphone. Alert Alarm of Hawaii is your Kama'aina video surveillance company. Creative Plumbing. Whether you're a building or a shopping center, or you have got a big store, or you're in charge of a custom home, townhouse, whatever it is, large or small, it's important to you, right? Plumbing has to be done right. Call Creative Plumbing. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted the PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years. An outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. It's the Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. And Star Protection. For property threat and risk assessment, these guys are on scene. They come to your home, to your business. They assess the risk, and they find the weaknesses, the vulnerabilities at your home, in your business. and or your concert or your special event, then they prescribe what needs to be done to protect you. That's the STAR team. STAR protection. It's what you need in Hawaii. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. And you can find us all the time at RadioGolfClub.com. My name is Danielle Tucker. Aloha. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2015.